News?
News!
News!
News! Welcome to The Industry is Doom. I'm Mickey.
I'm Blake.
I'm Brent.
And news! I'm sorry, I spaced entirely on news recently. Like, I haven't been paying attention to the world at all. I've just been watching YouTube videos of people crying about how Game of Thrones Season 8 is terrible, and I'm just sitting back here with the books going, yes, your pain is delicious.
Well, okay, there's two important things happening here.
Yeah.
First of all, the news everywhere is exhausting. Nobody trusts anything anymore, and everyone is just tuned out, including us, newsophiles. We're just like, ugh, I've just fucking had it.
Yeah.
And more importantly, too, no, it doesn't. It's fucking entertaining television. Fuck off. Shut your goddamn mouths, and George R. R. Martin is going to die 1,000 times before that book is ever released. So just,
oh, I'm well aware. But we will get to that.
But it'll be finished by the guy who finished the Wheel of Time series, so it's fine.
Here's an interesting question. If it was to be written by George R. R. Martin, what do you think would be added in the in-betweens?
Nope, this is not the pop culture show. We have to go the other
direction.
We will
get to that, because that is content we are going to go into.
In what show?
In Please, Won't You Shut Up?
Available on? Where's that
Available
list?
On. Oh, yeah.
It's definitely Brent's
you
turn to read
the
list.
You haven't seen the list yet. We're on more stuff now.
The list is difficult.
Not only iTunes and Audio Boom and YouTube, but also
TuneIn, Slither, Spotify, Radio Public, Google Podcasts, and CastBox.
You got CastBox. Yeah, did you say Slither?
Slither!
Yeah.
I got way more wrong than you did. What was that one, actually?
Slither and CastBox.
Is it actually Slither?
No, it's Stitcher.
Yeah, that's the thing, yeah. Cussbox for sure, but also Slither.
Cussbox. I like Cussbox.
Cussbox and Slither. Available on Cussbox and Slither.
And at an iTunes near you.
I do have some news about the Auditor General in Halifax.
Oh,
did you look
yes!
this up? Is
I
this
did.
Really a thing? What's going on?
So tell.
She found that a HRM staff member purchased Bose speakers for a conference call. As well as a $400 fossil bags to transport the laptops that the city gave him.
Of course, okay.
Yeah.
Please continue.
All of this stuff is like listed in like the like how much how, like what you should and shouldn't do, and it's just like clearly stated.
Can I add a slight bit of color to this story?
Sure.
I'm looking this up as you're telling this. This is a great story already. Halifax's Auditor General's name is Evangeline Coleman Sad.
That's so Nova Scotia.
And have you ever met a more serious-looking person?
Oh, my God. She looks like bureaucracy itself.
If bureaucracy...
Cross your T's and dot your I's.
If bureaucracy was a person... And then you pleasanted that person up a little bit, because bureaucracy's scary.
Yes.
And she doesn't look scary, nor does she look sad, but
no,
she looks like she does her fucking job. Holy shit.
She looks like she's very familiar with stamping things multiple times.
I feel like she stamped whoever made these purchases multiple times. Yeah.
But, like, she went to the Star, like the Metro Star thing.
Oh, yes.
Like,
that,
right away.
That thing.
Bypassed, no, like...
Really?
Like, bypassed a lot of, like, little names first and just went to, like, the freest, most, like, get it out there.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
Halifax employees have 535 credit cards, which I don't think is unreasonable. I think
no, because a lot of those are used for real things and not... fossil bags.
Yeah. In 2017, $5 million worth of items were purchased using those cards, which again, I don't know what that number means.
That's
like,
a lot
I don't
of paper plates. Like to be very honest,
yeah,
it's an army of paper plates.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have context for that purchase, so I'm not going to freak out about that. Which is why I'm glad we have someone like what's her name here, Evangeline Coleman Sad. I'm sorry, Coleman
Sad.
Coleman Sad. When she's on vacation, I wonder if she like signs in as Evangeline Coleman Happy,
Smiley.
Oh, that'd be pretty good, too. That's local, too. I like that.
Yeah.
But I'm glad she exists and that position exists because, yeah, that's fucking... Here it is. Bose speakers, fossil bags. What else was there?
Oh, they're monitors when they can purchase them from the IT department?
Yeah, because
they
already, like, literally own a bank of them and they're supposed to, like, purchase them from this internal service that has a backlog. Yeah. Of course, because, you know, those ones are just normal ones. I need ones that are compatible with my Bose speaker.
But I'm sorry, like, nobody, like, if you're buying this with my money, which that's what it is.
Yeah,
that's
literally what
it is. If you're buying headphones that go inside of your ear with my money.
Yeah.
I get to use them, too. Like, send them over.
Come on. Share. Make with.
I'm actually less upset about, like, the big ticket items. Some of these, like, you know, like a computer monitor, like on a credit card.
Yeah,
like,
it's, yeah, it's, I'm sure, like well, yeah, because like their monitor crapped out.
Yeah, exactly. They, yeah. What I was thinking, like, oh, in a like important like actual meeting where we all need the information, something went down, like in an emergency, I can see that. Yeah. But I am glad there's someone who like pours over this stuff, because I would be like exhaustively bored doing that.
I used to have to pour over that stuff at the magazine, and it was actually a lot of fun. Because you'd find a lot of random stuff, even when it's not like unethical things. Uh-huh. It's just like
weird, like
you purchased 50 gift certificates to the keg.
I had a politician call me back.
Yeah,
because I called him up and was like, "So this, like, why?"
Why?
And he called back. He's like, "Okay, so here's the actual reason for that."
Yeah, usually there's like, a very reasonable, yeah, but
not
like,
even completely, okay, not even unchill at all about like, yeah, getting that call in the first place. It's kind of like, yeah, that's public record, and therefore, like, yeah, I can see how it looks. Here's, yeah, what happened, and it was a completely rational explanation. I was like, "All right," and you know what? As a, not just as someone who's, you know, going to write this all up and enjoy the process. But as a taxpayer, I'm like, I appreciate you at least having a story behind that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's when you call up and they're like, actually, I don't think I need to explain. Like, fuck you. Yes, you do. That's public money. Yeah, that's your job.
Exactly. At the very least, you may want to not have rumors about improper spending when you have a completely innocent tale to be like, well, yeah, that was for a birthday party for a constituent who is dying. And they helped us as a volunteer for 40 years. And it's like, oh, well, now I feel like an asshole. Thank you for calling back.
It's not even that you have to feel like an asshole about asking questions, although you inevitably always do. Like, that's actually a really nice story. And it's like, maybe they didn't want to tell that story because they have a sense of humility, although they are a politician. Don't be cynical.
But
like, that's the kind of story that it's actually kind of nice to tell you. Like, you know, I do feel like kind of a heel for asking you now. But at the same time, like, that's actually a very decent thing.
Yeah. Now, in this case, I'm sure he wasn't sharing those fossil bags. My question is, did they come from the overpriced store in the airport, or did he order them online?
Oh, somebody got, like, a super deal on one and then resold them and made the city a buck. As long as they paid it forward to the city, then fine.
Yeah.
If they pocketed that buck, then fuck you.
Well, like, if it was purchased at the airport, at least then we're making federal tax dollars?
And I'm sorry, you're
Listen, paying. We make enough federal tax dollars. I'm fine, federally. Provincially, we're poor as shit. Municipally, oh my god.
Ugh.
That's so frustrating. Everyone, like, complains that Halifax gets all the jobs and gets all of this and gets all of that, and then it's like, yeah, but we don't get all the funding, and, like, I'm sorry, but our hospital's falling completely to tits, and we're paying for all kinds of... Mind you, fucking, again, we'll talk locally and actually get on the local news anger box for a second, like we're supposed to in this segment. Sorry, I got distracted here. But how much the fuck do they want to spend on a new art gallery?
I have not heard.
Fucking, I'm going to look this up right now. Do you know? Because it's an intense amount of millions.
It's an intense amount of millions, but it's also another poll for a, summertime, like...
Oh, like,
listen,
yeah, like,
our art gallery is already beautiful
and
awesome.
It's another place to see.
130 million.
Wow.
I think they should convert the old building.
That's impressive.
I'm not impressed by this.
No, I mean, like, I mean, are they building a new one?
Yes, and this is the thing, like, I love the arts. I do, but I also think our art gallery is beautiful.
It's a really cool combination.
And I don't think I've ever felt crowded in there.
Yeah. Like, I love the courtyard. I love the old building with its, like, Victorian hyper detail.
Yeah.
How about Dartmouth gets an art gallery? And
how
you
about
put it,
we
no,
don't?
No, wait, let me. Like, you put it in the old city hall.
That'd it would cost a lot less, and that would be lovely.
That would be very smart, so no.
Not even cynicism like that, but there already is at least one nice art gallery downtown. It's very small. It would give, like, you know...
And they're both connected by a boat in a, like, sleepy little community outside of the downtown.
Yeah, that's true. You could more or less float directly from one to the other.
Or, like, with admission to the thing, you get your... If you're wearing a lapel, you get on the ferry for free.
I'm complaining because of the state of our hospital, and I live in Halifax. I'm the king of medical privilege right here. Like, oh my god, every fucking rural ER in this province is closing every weekend.
Yeah.
Everyone wonders who's buying all these condos in the city. It's the old people who are nervous as shit because their ER's closed, so they're moving in from Guysborough and Cumberland counties. Like, yeah.
But the ERs
sakes.
Were built in the 50s to support a larger community and population.
True,
which
but there's
gone.
No doctors there, and there's still people there who need an ER.
No, a health center is much more functional.
You still need to have a doctor on call.
No, you have medevacs. The population is different.
How much would it cost to medevac every old-timer who has a heart attack in the middle of nowhere, Nova Scotia?
Not only that, but that's just not feasible or comforting. And like I say, helicopter, for God's sakes, but... Nor am I all like, oh, defund the arts, blah, blah. Not that guy either, but for Christ's sakes, we have a healthcare emergency.
Give me another solution, because the population is declining, and it's you cannot like put the resources into something that is unsustainable.
I'm not saying that they can't be run more intelligently and more efficiently. They definitely can. You're not a politician. I don't have to figure it out. It's my job to be an armchair critic. I'm practically in an armchair right here. That's the entire point of this podcast. It's Armchair Critics Unite on the local scale, and then we go to America for some awful reason, and then we generally go abroad. But I'm mad about this right now. Honest to God, like, no, you have whole counties where their ERs are closed down because there's no doctor available at all. And our premier's like, there's not a healthcare emergency. That's ridiculous. Doctors, and then he's like, we're going to put $130 million, which is always located, the low ball estimate, into a new art gallery. I'm like, that's not really necessary right now.
You were saying?
I think...
I'll kick the soapbox over to you, but you need to step your volume up.
I think you want to...
compete, damn it.
Can you shut your face then?
Obviously not.
Obviously. I think the biggest issue is the large amount of NSGU people in Halifax. I think if they gave more responsibility to RNs in the smaller communities, you could have people who prevent heart attacks.
I'm down with that, too. I'm down with all kinds of solutions like this. Because that keeps an ER open, because there's somebody there.
The ER doesn't save everything. It's a cesspool of people who are sick.
Cesspool?
Nova Scotia.
Why can't someone do something about these sick people?
It's a hospital.
They're so gross.
But it's a hospital. It is where germs live.
That's need it. It's basic triage. It's where you go.
Inevitably, no matter what you say in the time of the world, the hospitals will have more germs than anywhere else.
You know what else is bad? 911 call centers. They're so depressing. They lead to people having depression and mental illness. We should close that shit down. Stamp it out. When you call for an emergency, you know what you should get? Fuck all, because you're depressing. Your story hurts people.
No, I'm real.
Die quietly at home. That's nice. They'll put you in the paper as died peacefully in bed. It doesn't say that you were attacked by your dog first. It doesn't have to.
Where's the dog coming from?
Because the dog smells fresh meat. Well, rotting meat.
You need ERs, especially in a province with large swaths of territory with like 6 people living in them. It's annoying, but you need at least somebody on call, like in a room with some medical instruments. That's all we fucking need.
A health center has a small triage.
That's fine. You're using semantics. You're just using the words health center instead of ER. Give me a fucking medically equipped room with at least a couple medically equipped staff and leave it open 24/7.
Yeah, like
that's
three
all
to
I'm
five.
Asking. That's literally all I'm asking for. That's we're doing that thing. Okay, this is now the like couples counseling segment of the show where we often get really our worst fights are when we are like 3% separate from each other.
Yeah, yeah.
This is why like the left always tears itself apart and stuff. That critique, yes, because of that.
That's 3%.
That's us. We're like, but you're not exactly on the same page. You're slightly askew, and that fucks me over. Screw you.
We agree. We need
someone there.
Cheers
okay.
to that.
Cheers to that. The only person who doesn't agree is the premier, but that's fine.
Primarily, I don't care.
He's unpopular, anyway.
He is highly unpopular.
He's the most unpopular in recorded Nova Scotia history.
That
includes the rapist.
My parents, yikes. My parents who don't talk about politics, they're that generation, and they're Presbyterians, you know how it goes. Oh, they're mad. They'll talk about him. They'll yell about him in the Big Stop.
Curious. Oh, God.
This happened recently.
Getting rowdy in the Big Stop.
Oh, my God, right? Yep. Like
on the border to New Brunswick, nonetheless.
No, the other Big Stop.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't driving all the way to Aulac.
Oh, that's the better one too.
Aulac Big Stop is the best one in the universe.
Great.
You shut your mouth.
Wasn't that what I was saying?
I thought you were saying the Truro one was better.
Not the Truro one.
It doesn't compare. It was a lovely time.
The only
this
thing
show is not sponsored by Irving, as any commentary we make later on New Brunswick will make abundantly clear, but the Aulac Big Stop is fucking awesome.
We should also be sponsored by Deluxe. Have you ever been to Deluxe Fries and
Churro? We should be sponsored by the Ghost of Schnitzel House. That was the best
the
restaurant.
The Ghost of
Aulac.
Schnitzel House. Der Schnitzel House.
Can this show be officially sponsored by the Ghost of Schnitzel House?
Yes.
That's part of the new structure this show is going
Found
to have.
Found it! That's fantastic. Damn it. Now
there
I want
so
schnitzel. And like 2 kilometers away is a billboard for that super fancy burger place with next to the Mexican place, and it's all one thing.
Cheese curds?
Yes, cheese curds. They have a schnitzel burger right now, and it's just like, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's rough.
Motherfucker.
That is rough.
I want schnitzel.
I know, I really want a schnitzel burger now.
What was the one that was...
This show is definitely not sponsored by local burgers, as will be made clear by sometime when I yell about Burger Week.
That was a bad Burger Week.
Every Burger Week's a bad Burger Week.
Yeah, that was the worst Burger Week.
I don't know. I've seen more enthusiasm other years. There was like a Burger Beaver or something.
That's the point. That there was no... like
good.
No one
that's a good Burger Week.
I had a burger with espresso in it, and I felt way too excited.
I wasn't there for this. I didn't hear about
you
this
just
until
said
now.
Words that don't make sense.
Oh no, I'm down with that.
So, what was it in the meat?
It was cooked into, or was part of the meat mixing together.
Okay, interesting.
But it did not settle well because it was like meat sweats with like caffeine sweats.
See, your body's just going.
We should give some context to this. Because this is a perfect local media story.
Yeah, now it is.
So Burger Week is this thing where all the restaurants in town donate, like almost literally all the restaurants in town donate a portion of their, whatever they take in, from burgers they sell this one particular week.
Supposedly.
To feed Nova Scotia?
Yeah, to feed Nova Scotia. And yeah. Supposedly.
Which is great, but there's always a large cloud of supposedly over it. Like,
they never really release any details about it. So even if it's completely on the level, it's just sketchy because you won't release details.
Which, you know what? That's true of every event that donates money to charity. So I'm not even mad about that.
Yeah.
What I'm mad about is the coast.
Only the specific burger.
The coast, the local pro-environmental, I would say, like, pro-left, we're good for you paper.
Yeah, once a week, every year.
They're free, and there's only six pages of Volkswagen ads for every paragraph of content.
Yeah.
So it's fine. But then, yeah, once a year, this, like, and I mean, I've written for the coast, so I'm not, like, completely, you know, I don't hate these people, they're lovely, and, like, I like to read some of what they do.
It's funny.
But then once a year, despite all of their presumed do-gooderness for the planet and for you personally, they're like, get as much beef in that gullet as you fucking can! Cram it in! Beef!
Like, it's kind of the awakening from the hibernation den, though. Like, it's a lot of... I have seen in
it's
the past
fine
years,
socially.
Yes.
It's just environmentally hideously irresponsible to encourage more beef consumption. And I know that locally for butchers and for restaurant people, it's kind of tough. Like, it's great for the people who own the local, like,
meat purveyors and the local restaurants.
But everyone who works for them is like, oh, fuck, Burger Week.
And the truth is, because
they hate Burger
they
Week.
Need so much beef, it's lesser quality beef than any other week.
Oh, yeah.
The burgers are actually worse.
Most
then
likely,
any other time.
You want a burger? Go right now while you're listening to this show, unless you're listening super late and it's Burger Week again.
You know, oh, God, no.
I want a peanut butter burger pretty bad, to be honest with you.
And I want to commend Daryl's for their commitment to, like, burgers year-round, because they always have...
I just referenced their peanut butter burger, so I feel compelled to say that Daryl's is also not a sponsor.
Yeah.
But I don't have anything shitty to say after that.
But
Daryl's
like,
put an egg on some of their burgers, and I don't
it.
Want that personally, yeah, but yeah. I get the appeal to
pineapples
some people.
Pineapples on another one. Like, but, like, they're like, a consistent, like, we're going to do that all the time. So, like, Burger Week is every week for them. I like that.
During Burger Week, I discovered, like, I love discovering new places to eat just because you're frustrated with other places.
Yeah.
So during Burger Week, I went and found, like, anything else. And at Gus's, there's a great taco place that is the
best. Are you talking Taco Lina's?
My God!
Okay, because here, a friend of ours was really annoyed at Taco Lina's because they tried to go to Taco Lina's for tacos during Burger Week, and you couldn't get them. They were just doing burgers.
But I had tacos during Burger Week.
Okay, well, I'm calling into question everything I've ever known.
I'm so confused. I had the best tacos.
Best. Intriguing.
Oh, barbacoa.
We'll have to learn about this. Taco Lina's is also probably now unwilling to be a sponsor.
Yeah, and the other one is one of those little food kiosks at Pete's. They make a Caesar salad the size of your head.
I don't feel like we're adhering to the commentary that we should have more structure in this show.
I'm quite sure that
this
you're
just
quite
did.
I feel like we started on the right path because this is a very local media story, but it's about burgers, so it just derails itself.
Yeah, but that's
so
Halifax.
Easily.
I mean, if we're not talking about burgers, we're talking about fish or donairs.
It's almost as if the people in this town smoke a gratuitous amount of pot and generally have the munchies.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
It's very strange.
Yeah.
Thank God it's nice outside for like at least a few months of the year. We'd just be all miserable and strangely obese.
Well, patio season.
Oh yeah. Well, that's the thing.
It's as opposed to that. If the city opens up and it's just like, okay, we need to see everybody.
Yeah.
All the time.
Are you on the street? No. Why are you not out?
Yeah.
Why are you not out?
Yeah. There's only four more months left. Like.
Okay.
Why?
Good local project news, in my opinion, anyway. Although, on the one hand, it's like, rah, more traffic, blah, and encouraging cars. But on the other, it's also encouraging cycling. The Burnside Connector. They've been talking about this highway for, like, 25 years now.
Yeah.
It's been in the planning stages. Anybody who actually lives locally listening to this will know where that Magazine Hill is just, like, the world's most horrible death trap road.
Oh, death trap.
It's awful. It's from, like, what? Sackville to Dartmouth.
it's the
only road around that end of the harbor.
If you described it to other people, they wouldn't believe you. This is the only road, or used to be the only road in or out of half of the city.
Yep.
It's up a hill that is at such a great incline that cars have stalled on it and then begun to roll back down the entire thing from one city to the middle of Bedford. That happened once, and I remember it happening when I grew up in Bedford. A truck rolled all the fucking way down out of control at kilometers of this hill without hitting anything.
It's not even grade of the hill. It's that it's just, it's incredibly busy because it's the only convenient road that connects these two big parts of the city.
Exactly. So, of course, there are
the whole side of the harbor, really.
Yeah, so there are always traffic jams or accidents
and a ton of potholes because you can't take time to do construction properly until, like, the summer.
Exactly. And on one side of it is an arms depot, and on the other is where they
buried... Oh, hence Magazine Hill.
Exactly. And on the other side is where they buried a bunch of munitions.
Amazing.
Which is why you're not allowed to ever get off the road on Magazine Hill.
It's like when you drive through New Brunswick on the highway and it says active, like, Gage Town training zone, like live ammo training, do not get out of your car on the highway. That's great. So they're building a new highway to, like, bypass all of this shit, which I don't even care how much you're like, no, new highways. Infrastructure projects that aren't fucking ferries to nowhere are a good thing.
Yeah.
And
this is going to
make things safer.
It's going to make it so much safer. Yeah. And not only is it going to be, like, divided highway through, you know, through forest lands. Not really. It's connecting an industrial park to a suburb.
Right.
I'm sorry, those forest lands are not home to moose.
Those forest lands were purchased long ago. Almost everything has been driven out
of
them. Like the
the terminus of this highway.
You can do eco swales as well that allow, like, land to kind of move over top, and you put, like, a few tunnels.
Yeah.
Like,
the terminus of this highway in the Dartmouth zone is right next to the Burnside Penitentiary. So don't glamorize this too much.
Yeah, yeah. So the things that are wandering over on that nature preserve are in orange khaki.
Yeah,
and
they might put up fences and say, do not exit your car along this stretch of that. But the important part of this, I'm pro this because it's an infrastructure and safety project, but also they're putting along a bike path along the whole thing, so you'll be able to bike from, like, Bedford, Sackville to Dartmouth.
That
not
would
on
be
the
smart.
Highway, but like a
no, like a separate, like, divided, like, bicycle highway, basically. At least that's what's being proposed. This is Nova Scotia, so we will ultimately shave some dimes off somewhere so we can reward our
friends.
Yeah,
and it'll of course be there so that in a couple of years you can have a big groundswell of support and anger so that we can spend even more money on a more expensive version of that that we could have included at the beginning, but we got pissed.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely short-sight it and pay for it later. That's the maritime way.
Oh, yeah. We can't do it any other.
No. I'm glad we avoided Canada this segment. We just stuck, like, really local.
I
we only referenced New Brunswick to make fun of it, as people do.
I want this year to end and to get on the other side of the election and not to have Tories.
Yeah, you know,
did,
like...
Did we talk about the PEI at all?
We did last time, I think. About the Greens?
Has anything interesting come of that?
Not yet, but there's definitely a green psychological shift happening already.
I feel like there's a lot more people are open to the conversation of green.
If not, like, the people who write the editorials and the people who read them and go, I think that's actually plausible. Okay, us and, like, somebody's.
Hmm.
Like, yeah, they're starting to buy that a little bit. And I don't care, I just want an option here.
I think the other day the Newfies re-elected the Liberals.
They did.
Like,
everyone was making a big hullabaloo about it being like, oh, the blue wave has crashed. And I'm like, no, it's just Newfoundland.
That's just Newfoundland.
Yeah.
They hate conservatives. They
and not only that,
hate
well,
them.
Not only that, but it has Newfoundland has nothing to do with, like, trends in Canada, generally speaking.
Yeah, Newfoundland's like practically Europe.
Newfoundland's
it's
practically Newfoundland. But
it's because,
I wouldn't expect
it
to mean anything either way.
Well, like, if green... Where is Greenland?
Newfoundland doesn't count as talking about Canada either.
Yeah, no,
they're
exactly.
not Maritimes, but they're close enough.
Well, they also still have Atlantic
Canada this episode.
And Labrador.
In Labrador. Yeah. I don't want slag off Labrador. Everyone
I'm
likes
sorry.
Black flies.
Labrador is essentially like the world's biggest mall city.
Biggest what?
Small city.
No, like mall city.
I always
like
think
everything
of...
is so indoors, just like Moncton, where like.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
no,
a, it's an interconnected fortress of buildings.
Because you don't want to go outside in the winter.
No.
Yeah.
Like a little.
And,
like,
or in the summer. In fact, don't go
I've
outside.
Never been, but I know somebody who's been there. Like,
there's logging. And there's logging.
What? I haven't.
You have a friend who's black?
There's logging.
I got some black in me by injection.
But is there logging?
There might be some logging. I'll have to check in on that.
Once you go black logging, you never
black logging.
Back logging?
Birch, please.
Maybe we should move on to America at this point.
That
might be a very safe
that.
Point.
That...
I've unsubscribed for some time now to the politics subreddit because I just can't.
Oh my god, yeah, no.
Well,
I
the most current is Alabama with its.
Oh, I still. There's no way to avoid abortion news. I'm still getting that. Fucking Georgia's been doing so well from, like, cinema production, and then they pulled a Nova Scotia and we're like, we don't want that money.
Yeah,
they
we don't need your
way,
shit. We're
still.
Just going to be ideologically fucked.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it should only be a vote for people who can get pregnant to say, like, you can stop it. Like, I think that's the fairest way. Like,
no! We had this argument yesterday. It shouldn't be a vote at all. It should just be a personal choice. Until it's out of your body, it's a part of your body, and you can do what you want to.
But that's what I mean. Like, it that to me
what
is
about
the,
at
one
8 months?
Same.
Well, if some psychopath is trying to give herself an abortion at 8 months for fun, then no. There should be laws to protect that. But, I'm sorry, don't give me a slippery slope nonsense argument either. You can make that judgment. It can't be that fucking complicated.
Well, yeah, I mean, like...
But I like that Canada doesn't, really.
Yeah, though the Tories are going to try to open
No, this. They're not. That's just liberal fear-mongering.
Not when it's coming from, like, the Tories.
Listen, Harper didn't touch abortion.
No, Harper didn't because he knew that was political suicide. This current batch is crazy.
Harper with a smile does not describe Chirac, really.
Oh, I don't...
He has a dopey grin, but he's not as smart. Not that I want Harper back. Jesus fucking Christ, no.
Yeah, no. No, not that he's now appearing on, like, white supremacist websites.
I don't want the current one either, though.
Yeah, they're all terrible. They're all terrible. Even Michael Chong is pointless.
We just switched to America, and this is what happened.
I know, right?
We're the best Canadians right now. We're just sitting around navel-gazing about Canada while we're supposed to be passing judgment on America.
To be fair, aside from Georgia, Alabama... Green. I don't know what the crap's going on in America, because I've completely chosen to ignore.
I'm having a weird epiphany about Donald Trump that I think needs to be discussed.
What are you?
Is he crazy like a fox? He's still
I think
in power.
He thinks he is.
He's still in power.
Yeah.
And he's still making money, and he's still thwarting the American system.
Yeah.
I'm very conflicted at this point.
You give too much credit.
No, I'm very... He's still the president, and he's still making money, and he's... Okay, if he ends up in jail after all this, then sure. What? Yes, I understand. I won't kick over the microphone, Brent, I promise.
You have.
I've never kicked over the microphone on the show.
Good fucking luck.
You bitch, it has not happened once. You can listen to this show in its entirety, and you should, on a long list of mispronounced media sites. Oh, where was I going? I don't even know. Now I'm all flustered.
Oh.
Oh no, Trump, yeah. Oh, he's still despicable, and I hate everything he stands for, don't get me wrong. You know, he's the reason why you have judges that are like, oh, abortion bans, great idea. Also, I like beer. Also rape. But he's still there.
I think
he's going to get reelected.
Oh, I'm sure he'll get reelected because it's the same stupid electorate. But I think you're both kind of right. It's still working, yes, but it's the same play that he made years ago. We're not looking at a continued sustainable thing.
No.
It's the
no.
same play, and they simply haven't dealt with it yet. So
that, or
but if you don't
back.
Deal with it for 8 years, and then your successor pardons you. If they're dumb enough to go
yeah,
Republican
but that's
again.
America. That's the American way.
God, that's awful.
America!
I'm interested, at least, in the conversations that are happening on the left side of the community in America. Because there seems to be a lot more open discussion of alternative life. Like, there's a lot more discussion, which they weren't doing before, and they were only allowing the top two people to really talk about it. And I'm like, there's like 10 people at the table, you get a better talk. I want to commend. I'm an optimist, so fuck off. Stop frowning, Blake.
That I think always happens.
The audience didn't need to know I was frowning, Brent, but I am very mad at it. I'm not. I'm mad at American priorities, fine. And I'm mad to the point that I can't even tune into them anymore.
The American left almost always flourishes under Republicans. Like, the only difference would probably be, Lyndon Johnson failed in his Great Society. He attempted, but he failed. But maybe the New Deal. So for like 70 to 80 years or longer of just the last bit of the 20th century in America, the American left has only ever like mattered when they're in opposition to the American right with power. When they're in power, while they do some stuff, they almost always abandon everything. Whereas like conservatives are at least like they'll always be exactly what they're doing. If I'm in power, I'm doing this. If I'm not in power, I'm still doing this. It's like mainstream and or mainline, and liberals always kind of need to be like refreshed. It's odd.
I'm so grossed out by our own political parties in this country that like at least America's political dichotomy is like right there in your face, and there's just two sides to it, really.
Yeah, it is hard to miss. Like, when they say like, "Oh, we have a Greens," it's like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
Because you literally are a marketplace of ideas, and you've got Coke and Pepsi. And yes, there's Mr. Pibb. Mr. Pibb's not going to be fucking president.
Yep.
Pepsi or Coke will be. And the real answer there is Pepsi will be when Coke feels like taking the time off.
Meanwhile, we have, like, corrupt or creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, just, like, extraneous noise.
You got Big 8 and President's Choice, and you really don't want either of them, but this is what you get.
I keep wanting to yell about Canadian politics in the America segment, but I'm really expecting now the complete and total collapse of the NDP and the rise of the Green to like come up and supplant them. And this is after I said I didn't want to talk about Canada and I'm trying to give the show more structure. I'm a terrible person, but I'm looking forward to the demise of the NDP and the rise of the Green as an alternative party to supplant that.
Like, if that's what happens, cool. If the NDP can't achieve
their
goals...
It's too conflicted. Their goals are self-destroying. They're pro-environment and they're pro-organized, like, manufacturing and labor.
The NDP is just like, here, do you know where you're going? Yeah, sure. Do you want to walk with me? Okay, where are we going? Oh, well, I thought you were to go. No, where were we going?
Yep.
Yeah, no?
You don't
okay.
know? Well, I'm not going to tell you if you
where
don't
are we going?
Know.
Everywhere! Oh, great.
Are we walking? Okay, is it... Did we get to a cliff?
I don't know!
Lemmings.
Do you know the real story of that myth?
What is how? No.
So Lemmings.
Okay, we're going all off book.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
just
entirely.
The
because
project
this
structure is over.
This is worth it.
You know what? We're done with America. This is segment three.
Fuck
I'm not even gonna say what's
actually,
about.
That's
whatever
thing.
This is.
I can tie it in thematically. I can tie
to
it
to America
in.
Or to segment three.
To segment three.
Okay, good. No one knows what it is, so it shouldn't be too hard.
All right. So obviously, you've heard that old myth, urban myth, wives' tale, whatever. That lemmings throw themselves off cliffs to their deaths.
Yes. It's never made any sense.
Exactly. It doesn't make any sense. It was a decent
every
video
direction game. Has a danger eventually.
Yeah. But, like, why specifically is this one species hyper-suicidal to the point of, like, doing this in droves?
Just, like, mindless.
Exactly.
Less suicidal, just mindless and no survival instinct, I gather.
So, none of it's true.
Figured.
What that's from is a Mutual of Omaha / Disney production from the 60s, I believe.
Oh, we are still in America.
We are. But they couldn't get the kind of interesting activity from the lemmings that they thought they could on camera. Because people had long assumed, like, because lemmings, they do have vision problems, and they do tend to, like, live in areas that have cliffs. Okay. So it's not unknown for a lemming to fall off a fucking cliff and for people to see this. So there already kind of was this myth.
Mm-hmm.
And so they assumed, okay, well, we'll get a bunch of lemmings, we'll put them near a cliff, they'll leap to their deaths, and we get some great footage. Motherfucking things wouldn't leap.
Mm.
Because
they're
why
not
would
that
they
dim?
Yeah, why would lemmings leap to their death?
They're depressed.
There's nothing here.
They called 911 and they told their sad story.
So off camera, there were people with brooms shoving the lemmings to their deaths. And that's where that was popularized. Because Disney employees shoved a herd of lemmings to their deaths to get a shot. Because the truth wasn't interesting enough.
So, like, true fake news.
Yeah.
What does this say about the title of this show and this general thought segment, third segment? This is where we've gone with our media analogy.
I have a very dark sense of humor, and that was planned from the beginning.
If I were a 911 operator, I wouldn't be as cynical and depressed as I am right now.
No, you'd be more.
That's true. That's why you should never call 911, and they should ban emergency center.
That's why I call 311.
Remember...
That's why I call 411.
What was it?
Can you connect me with someone who cares?
We
don't have a listing for someone who cares.
It wasn't Dahmer. But it was the other one. Bundy, yes. Bundy used to volunteer at Suicide Crisis Ted.
Oh.
Yeah, so he used to volunteer at Suicide Crisis Hotlines. One of the best Ted Bundy stories that doesn't involve murder is his best friend from it.
Nope, okay. Perfect plug for the next show, and we should switch over and record the next show, because
we
then we can talk about Netflix's new... Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we are... I'm calling it dead at 37 minutes. That's pretty decent.
You wanted structure? That was a manageable chunk size to take down of an episode.
We were at least aware of a structure when we destroyed it.
I like that I have apparently taken great umbrage at the suggestion that this show should have structure, when clearly it desperately needs it.
It definitely needs
structure.
We're
working on it.
There is one area...
One day we might bring a script of some kind in with us.
Look at if you
Never
want
happened.
To.
What's that, love?
There's one area we didn't look at if you want to, is Britain and the burning garbage fire that is... Bricks, what?
Yeah, is that
no,
still
not until
happening?
We have a rational update. There have been no rational
updates. They're pushing
updates.
Out the school teacher, and the bully in Scotland is taking over.
No, it's not happening. Nothing's happening. Brexit's a trash heap.
That's what I mean.
Britain is distracted.
They threw out the teacher,
things.
And they're just like, oh, that person yelling in the alley, you're in charge.
You're in charge. We've reached the point of, you, fine, you, if you think you have a better idea, why don't you just try and make Brexit work? And it's like, but I don't want to make Brexit work. Go on, make it work.
I have
Go
the
ahead.
Same fatigue about Brexit and British news that I do about Trump and American news right now. I am just over it. The next time we record this episode, it'll be brought to you by what? Sierra Leone. We'll bring you the latest updates from fucking Sierra Leone instead of any Trump news or any of that nonsense.
I hope it's completely innocuous and, like, we're
so
out of touch that it's like, oh no, what happened in Sierra Leone this week? A McDonald's was opened.
Ooh.
That's very nice. That's lovely.
I hope, if we have a listener in Sierra Leone, I'll be super happy, but I really hope that if we do, they're, like, furious while they're sitting there listening to this. From the free Wi-Fi in McDonald's, and they're just like, fuck you! There's a McDonald's across the street! McDonald's in Sierra Leone are like Tim Hortons in Canada, they're fucking everywhere!
One of the interesting things about it, though, because the European elections are happening because they haven't decided to leave.
Oh, so we're gonna go through
Listen.
With this. Fine. I'm gonna settle in.
I don't care.
This is a traditional segment three where we go global, and we've gone to that basket case.
And I don't care.
Our mummy in
about
Europe.
Nicola Sturgeon, who has fielded a ton more SNP people to run for the European elections because all the other parties are falling apart. And you said something about there's a liberal person in Scotland that, like, basically shat the bed.
Oh, Scottish Labour sent out some official screed from the party across Scotland, and they meant to send it in Gaelic, but they sent it in Welsh.
Yeah, just to be like, and fuck you twice.
That'd be great. It's like sending everyone in Quebec a message from the Liberal Party of Quebec written in, like, the first language of Quebec, Spanish.
Yeah.
That,
no,
be,
that makes
that would
complete
excellent.
Sense.
That would
Why
be
not?
Excellent.
I love it.
I really want to make that happen. That's a Beaverton.
Oh, God, that is a fight. That is an internal fight with the language police. And just be like, how dare you?
Yeah.
Don't kill me.
The only common tongue would be, fuck you!
Yeah. Just people... flipping themselves, or flipping each other, and flipping themselves, flipping
as
everything
far
off.
As, like, the whole country would just be...
Oh my god.
I'm glad we at least went for the distracting news. Not Brexit, not that distraction. The silly things. The Lord Buckethead of it all.
Scotland is not the Lord Buckethead of it all, you bitch.
Scotland's definitely the Lord Buckethead.
It's the powerhouse.
That's
it
not what I meant,
economic,
but now that you brought it up.
It is the economic powerhouse. It has the only
oil
fields.
Fish run the British economy.
Absolutely, but it's also the one
fish
that has, like, kilts and bagpipes.
Yeah.
And boiled liver in its stomach or some shit.
You mean
it's,
haggis? Haggis is not boiled liver in its stomach. It is an assortment of not like maybe 18th century meats.
Listen, I actually really like haggis.
What the fuck does that mean?
Haggis is actually delicious, but here's the thing.
Oh, it is delicious.
It is completely canceled out by Iron Brew being a thing, because that shit is gross.
You gotta wash down
Iron Brew is gross. Iron Brew is gross.
I prefer a pint.
Iron Brew is gross. That's all I have to say to you.
Are you a kid? Do you like sugar? Guess what? It's great.
No, that's my verdict on the international segment of the show. Is that Iron Brew is gross.
Can you deep fry an Iron Brew? That's my question.
A Scotsman would.
I want to see.
No,
the,
but you
the,
can put
the,
Iron
that.
Brew into batter.
I'm gonna be in so much trouble if my in-laws discover this show.
Scotsman.
What?
That rounds it up. Onward to what's our other show called?
Hold on. I'm gonna try to do it in a terrible Scottish accent, so I have to channel my inner Doon. Doon! Please, won't you shut up?
Wow, that it's was terrible. Bad.
When you had your
reach.
There's no R's in it, so I can't roll anything.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a terrible sentence for it. The industry is doom. Sounds great, but...
That does.
Say, please, won't you shut up?
Please, wouldn't you had it?
Yeah, like,
well,
you have to literally change
for
the words.
Special episode. We'll have on Vicky for a special episode via Skype, and that'll be the title of it.
Brian would be good as well, because if you get me and him a little tipsy and, like, drunk...
This is
Scottish
not a good
yelling
idea.
At each other.
This is not a good idea.
Drunk Scottish yelling at each other is more entertaining for the two people involved and everybody around. In that setting. Otherwise.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope. Fake news, call the show.
I love it.
Fake news.
I love it.
Call the show.
Love it. We'll be right back.